This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing plumbing, trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It is the Fan Evening Show. I am Jack Hillgrover with you until 10:35 tonight. Joining us now on said Fan Hotline is a man who is very talented and up and coming and pretty darn good at his job. That is PennLive.com's Nick Farabaugh. Nicholas, good evening to you, sir. Asante Samuel Jr., how quick can they get him ramped up and ready to roll?
I guess it's going to come down to conditioning. I don't think he's going to have a hard time learning this defense. The Steelers do a lot of similar things to what Jesse Minner did when Samuel was there, a lot of cover three, a lot of cover one stuff. It's just going to be terminology, but as long as you know the coverages, I think you'll be okay. It's just really going to be how football ready is he. I'm not convinced that he's going to play on Sunday. I think that's a little quick for a guy that hasn't literally practiced at all this season. I think that's going to take a week or two. I could see in Chicago him being there. I certainly think by that Bills game he'll be ready to go. So I think it'll be a week, maybe 2 week process for him. Could he be elevated this week and be a rotational piece? Sure. I think that might be an idea. But I'm pretty much expecting it to probably be James Pierre this week, starting with Eccles and Porter. If Slay is out, of course, if Slay plays, that's a different story. And maybe you get Daryl Porter Jr., who's been on the practice squad all year, coming up instead. But I think they can get Samuel up to speed pretty quickly. He's smart. He's got the perfect type of fit for the defense. I think there's a lot of things that fit together. So I'm not going to rule him out Sunday, but I'm not like expecting it. I think he can get up to speed by Chicago, though.
Yeah, he was a guy that was circling in the offseason around the Steelers as far as a free agent acquisition, but then he goes through everything he goes through medically and recently cleared to play after this spine fusion surgery. How serious of a procedure is that, and how close, to the best of your knowledge, did he come to never playing again? And then with all of that information, like, what is a reasonable expectation for him in a Steelers uniform for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really serious injury. I mean, Jack, I know you and I are wrestling fans, and we see a lot of these guys, like Kevin Owens, for example, just underwent that. He's going to be out a year. Doesn't seem like Samuels was quite to that level, but the Steelers kind of have the in here because the team neurosurgeon did the surgery on Samuel, which I think gives them a little bit of a leg up there. Clearly, he's confident enough. He cleared him, and now they've signed him. So they must feel really good about those medicals. He didn't even come to Pittsburgh yet. Remember, he's coming tomorrow. So they didn't even – all they saw were scans and kind of got their team neurosurgeon's opinion probably, and that's that. So, you know, anytime you get a neck injury, I read about this. They thought it was a shoulder. It ended up being a neck. So it's probably a stinger that never went away. It ended up being a pretty severe injury. So anytime you're dealing with a neck issue, that obviously can potentially end a career. But we'll see how he looks. I mean, guys coming back from major neck injuries sometimes look really good or sometimes look completely washed. I'm interested to see how that looks. But I do think Samuel is the type of player who can at least be fine. He was never a great tackler to begin with, so it's not like he was like he's going to lose some physicality or edge that he played with. That's never been his game. So I think he'll be fine mostly.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. That's Nick Faribault on the Fan hotline of PennLive.com with us. Nick, as we kind of rewind the clock a little bit before we look ahead to Cincinnati and go back to Sunday, how concerned are you with what you saw from Aaron Rodgers? And with what you saw, does it have the potential maybe to linger?
I mean, yeah, I think these were things that he had struggled with all year, that the Chargers kind of laid out a little bit of a blueprint here. Really, the Colts did the week before, and that's an obvious passing situations, play really tight man-to-man, cloud DK Metcalf, so you take him away, force the other receivers, tight ends, and running backs to step up and make a play, and then force Rodgers to make tight window throws down the field. I think Rodgers has really struggled in two areas this year to me, Jack. One of them has been downfield accuracy. I don't think he's been great down the field. He has moments where the MVP Aaron Rodgers still pops out. We've had a few wild throws down the field from him, but a lot of people will overlook a lot of the inaccurate throws. I mean, everything was high in this game. It was just crazy. I mean, Jonnu Smith wide open, overthrows it, should have been a walk-in touchdown. He throws it in a double coverage to Metcalf on the 4th and 6th. I mean, that was terrible ball placement. You got to throw it to the back shoulder, not the front shoulder. He overthrew Metcalf for a touchdown. That was a high difficulty throw, but it really wasn't even close. I mean, there were so many different things that you could point at accuracy-wise. Overthrowing Gainwell in the flat, I mean, that was weird, right? I mean, everything was just off. And the real issue and the one real big concern I have, Jack, is his management under pressure. I think he looks terrified to get hit. And I understand that he's going to be 42 years old, so those hits hurt. But, I mean, the safety, he was the reason the safety happened. Like, I see people blaming Faltanu, and it's not the cleanest rep by Troy, but, like, he recovers, he gives him time to step up in the pocket and either dirt it or find another guy open. But it really should have never even gotten to that point. Gainwell's open on the slant on the front side, and Freiburg's open on an in on the back side. There's two guys wide open on the play that are both in the progression. He turns them both down, tries to create something, runs right into Khalil Mack, and then fumbles and is lucky he recovers it for a safety instead of it being a Chargers touchdown. Like, a disaster of a play. And he's run into so many sacks. I think his pocket management has been poor this year. I really think him plus the rocky play of Broderick Jones is really hurting the perception of this offensive line. I think the other four guys that played really well, I think McCormick, Frazier, Faltanu, and Seumalo have been pretty good this year. And I think Rodgers is really struggling under pressure and the accuracy. So, yeah, I'm concerned about that. Is he going to be that bad every week, though? I don't think so, Jack. So there will be some reversion to the mean. I mean, he will hit some of those throws. He's not going to miss every single pass like he did that week. I think that was the lowest of lows, combined with a bad offensive game from a game plan from Arthur Smith, combined with bad play from the weapons. Just combined with a bunch of stuff that all added up, and that's the floor of the Steelers' offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
As far as running the football goes, Jaylen Warren looked like he was off to a promising start. And for all intents and purposes, they abandoned the run. And Mike Tomlin tried to defend that with, you know, today in his press conference. Mike Tomlin also did say the words today that Jaylen Warren cannot play every down. But can he play more and get more carries than we've seen in recent weeks? I have confidence in Jaylen Warren to be maybe not the workhorse three down back that Jonathan Taylor or Christian McCaffrey are than the amount of carries that they've gotten this season. But I think he can definitely handle a little bit more of a workload.
Sure he can. And if you don't want him to handle more of the workload, then divvy up the early down play work. Play downs kind of better, right? It's okay to play Gainwell on first and second down, you know? Like, I think that's the thing. Jaylen Warren didn't play a single third down in this game. Not one. Like, I think that's coaching malpractice. I don't understand why that is an idea. Gainwell is a good player and a good receiver. It does not constitute that extreme. Jaylen Warren is a really good runner of the football. But Kenny Gainwell is also a good runner of the football. So I think if you could divvy that up a little bit, it's okay to give Gainwell a first down carry or a first down sequence and then get Warren in there and have him on the field for third downs, because a lot of these times I feel like the Steelers get into third and four, five. They get into a lot of manageable third downs, and there's just not the dump-off guy that can create. And I think they're missing Warren in that respect because they use Gainwell as a receiver so much when he walks out there. So I just question the usage of that. He needs to play a lot more. I honestly believe this, Jack. I think he's the team's best offensive player. I really do. And I think he needs to be the engine of the offense. And so I don't know why he's not. That needs to be something that is adjusted by Arthur Smith and this offensive staff, because they need more Jaylen Warren. It's not a question. They need more of him.
Couple more questions for Nick Faribault, Steelers beat writer for PennLive.com. As far as the receivers go, when could we see Marquez Valdes-Scantling on the 53-man roster and potentially catching a pass or two from Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I said last week I thought it would maybe be Chicago, and I think that's probably still pretty fair. But after the performance Calvin Austin put out in L.A., dropping a ball for a pick, dropping another ball, Roman Wilson has had some interesting moments. He's had some good plays, some other ones that are bad. I think you have to look at MVS at the very least, because, Jack, what the Chargers did was force Aaron Rodgers to push the ball down the football field. If those guys can't make the plays, maybe let's see if Marquez Valdes-Scantling can. That's what he is known for, winning down the field, making big plays on vertical shots. Like, can you open up a method here to maybe cracking that code? And so even if it's in a limited capacity this week, elevating him against the Bengals for a trial run to see what they can do with him, I think would be smart. But am I honestly expecting him this week? Not really. I'm expecting him for Chicago. That's where I have kind of always been at with him. Could it be accelerated because of the struggles we've seen? Sure. But I do think that Chicago's a pretty fair target date for MVS.
Nick, I will leave you with the question that I posed to our callers. Obviously, the offense struggled, 10 points and a garbage time touchdown, 2-for-11 on third down. We know all that against the Chargers. Given the fact that the Bengals defense is so astronomically bad, how much stock would you put into a hypothetical bounce back this week if the Steelers offense were to put up 24, 30 points and look significantly better than it did against the Chargers, albeit against a bad Bengals defense? How much stock would you put into a hypothetical bounce back?
I'm not sure I'd put a ton into it. We've seen them do it against bad defenses. And they're not like an awful offense. I mean, they take advantage of bad defenses. That has been something they've done all year. They shredded the Bengals the first time around. They shredded the Jets. They really did a nice job against the Vikings. Like, against teams that have obvious holes and weaknesses, they generally can exploit them. I'm also expecting them to have a really good game against the Bears. The Bengals and Bears are two of the worst defenses in football. I mean, I don't know if people have watched Bears games. That Bears defense, I mean, it's Cowboys level bad. It's real bad. So the Steelers will have chances in that game.
But too. Not Bengals so I'm not level gonna bad.
I think the Bengals are pretty clearly 32-32 there, especially without Hendrickson. I think that's the other thing here. I mean, no Trey Hendrickson, probably maybe even no Shamar Stewart. Like, he may not play. It's really bad. And so the Steelers are going to have opportunities here to run the ball, throw the ball, et cetera, et cetera. And I think they will be able to do that. So I'm not going to put a ton of stock into it. What I would put stock into is when they face a good defense again and you look at it and say, can you maybe get something on the Bills? Can you get something on the Ravens? Really, the Ravens are the next team because the Bills defense ain't that good either, to be quite honest with you. So there's a, like, get-right stretch here for the Steelers offense that I think if you could build up confidence into that Ravens game and get things going, you can maybe get something going. But I don't think they're going to be truly tested here for another 3 or 4 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.